Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the Copperhead Conspiracy.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. The role Ohio played in the Civil War can seem at first glance to be simple. We were part of the Union fighting to abolish slavery. But as a new podcast explains, the situation on the ground was a little more complicated.
There were large numbers of Northerners who were extremely unhappy with the call to end slavery and the war that followed. And some of them plotted a massive insurrection with allies in the Confederacy.
That's Dan Gettiman, producer of The Copperhead Conspiracy. The podcast doesn't just tell an often forgotten part of American history. It draws through lines to the state of our democracy today. Dan, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
This podcast is named after the Copperheads. Who were they?
So they were a loose-knit coalition of Northerners. They were against the Civil War. They felt that the South should have been allowed to secede from the Union, or at very least that the North should not have gone to war to keep them from doing so.
Got it. At one point in the Civil War, Union soldiers came head to head with the Copperheads in Ohio, as we hear in this letter to a captain.
I have the honor to request that at least 300 men may be detailed to report to me for duty in Holmes County, Ohio, where a large force of insurgents, estimated at 700 to 900, are collected together.
What happened there?
There were armed insurgents who were members of this Copperhead movement who were violently opposed, in particular, to the draft. And so they beat up a Union agent who came to the community to sign up men for the war. And then the governor of Ohio ordered troops to go into Holmes County and put down this rebellion. And there was a shooting battle between Northern troops and these Holmes County insurgents. And many of them were arrested, and a couple of them served prison time.
The Copperheads obviously weren't successful in helping the Confederacy win the Civil War. How did their story come to an end?
So the reason why you and I are not currently living in a different part of the country with a different name is because of a group of Union spies who were able to infiltrate the anti-war, anti-Lincoln Copperhead organizations that were planning on a violent coup in many of the states of the Midwest, and also some Confederate officers who were turncoats and basically, to save their own skin, decided to help the Union Army to put down this planned rebellion. But had it worked, there would have been assassinations of governors and Republican leaders throughout the Midwest, and in particular in Ohio, and we might now be living in a very different United States.
Why tell this story? You know, given it wasn't successful, why do you think it's important that people know about the so-called Copperhead Conspiracy?
Throughout American history, there have been movements going all the way back to the founding of the Republic and to the very present day, where people who feel strongly that the government is doing something wrong feel compelled to take up arms against their own government. And sometimes it's people on the right, sometimes it's people on the left, but what they have in common is rage against the government and what the government is doing. And so it was true back in the 1860s. It's true today.
That was Dan Gettiman, producer of the podcast Copperhead Conspiracy. You can find a link to the podcast on our website, ohionewsroom.org, or you can listen wherever you get your podcasts. The last episode came out on Tuesday. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.